Well, world-class facilities here, excellent. So can't complain about. We've got no excuses to play well. So for us, it's excellent to have the wickets, different type of wickets all over. I've never been to a facility like this. It's fantastic. So for us to get what we need to do to prepare for a pretty important series, full stop for us, gives us all the things we need to play well. So if we don't play well, that's our own fault. Heat, yeah, it's hot, but game cricket's played in the summer most of the time. It's always pretty warm, so we'll get used to it. We're acclimatised. We've been here for a couple of days. It's been fantastic. So now getting into the fitness and training side of it, it'll take guys a couple of days to get over it all. But once you're in the contest, you know, again, you're just going to have good management in place, which we have behind the scenes, and you know, ice baths and all those sort of things they do now in the new age. They'll be fine. Yeah, everyone's good. Well, at the moment, we have had a few injuries. That's part and parcel of the game. You can never control injuries at all. You just deal with them. And from our point of view, it gives someone else an opportunity if the injuries happen. But everyone's in a good spot. We're waiting for a few blokes to obviously come over from Champions League, etc., like that. So we'll just wait and see what we get and play some good cricket. We know it's a tough opposition and they play very well here. So for us, we're going to have to be at the top of our game and looking forward to the challenge of playing well. You know, we can't really worry too much what's going on with the Pakistan cricket team. We'll look at them, we'll study their side and who they put up against us. But end of the day, history shows they always manage to pull some really good players from somewhere, so, and young players. So they've got some exciting talent there, and we'll have to play well, as I said, over the 2020 games, the one days, and the test matches. From our point of view, we can only really worry about what we're trying to do each and every day and get better at that. Yes, we'll study them and have a look at them, but if we know we do our things well, we'll play well enough. Could go anyway, couldn't it? Yeah, just what it is, what it is. So again, we don't worry about it. It's just part and parcel of the world game these days. So we've got enough players to play the game, which is important. I don't have to suit up, or anyone else doesn't have to play. And whoever comes over and plays. Oh, I think the guys are enjoying their cricket. They're playing a really entertaining brand of cricket. I think people that come along and watch them play will see an exciting way to play the game. You know, we're here to entertain people, but obviously we want to win each and every day we play for our country. And from our point of view, all the players have bought into what we're about, and that's playing that way. So hopefully that'll stand us in good stead for the next 12 months and we play some good cricket. Obviously, there's a big 12 months coming with this tour and then a home series, World Cup, and etc. So, you know, we don't look too far ahead. We live in the moment, and for us at the moment, it's getting prepared for a big 2020 game. Yeah, always looking ahead, of course, but at the end of the day, different conditions are going to be different here to the World Cup. That's a simple fact of life. So for us, we really need to play well here in these conditions, and we'll pick an 11 that can win games of cricket here in Dubai. And that's really important for us. So we don't look too far ahead. You have one eye, of course, as normal, but for us, it's a case of winning these cricket games right now.
Just on Mitch Marsh, have you been in contact with him? And has he pulled up okay from his Champions League? And you must be thrilled with the way he's hitting
the ball. Yeah, he's been exciting, hasn't he? So I've got to catch him when I get back to the hotel and see how he's going. Just had a quick hello, that's all. He's just arrived. So from our point of view, see how he's going, and I'll let you know more once we know. Look, he is exciting. He's been fantastic, obviously, in Zimbabwe for us in the one-day format. And we want to get him as much game time as possible because we know he's a really bright future for us. And look, we want all our players to have the ability to play all formats, to be perfectly honest. You know, we've got to stretch our test players to be better one-day players and T20 players and vice versa, and that's what we're trying to do. We're always trying to learn the game and get better at it because we haven't got the magical formula. We've just got to work hard and get better.
Okay.
Darren, same with Michael Clark. I believe he flew in overnight. Have you caught up with him? How's he and what's on his agenda for the next week or so?
Tired and sleep, I would say. No, I saw him this morning. He was fine. You know, the next couple of days, we're bringing him away earlier. I think I've said that a few times in the press, bringing him away early just to get recovered properly before he starts all his cricket to get ready for a game. But he was fine this morning. Coach is a very hard taskmaster, and I like him getting used to the heat. So that's the coach's fault. Yeah.